www.thebeatmedia.com.
Maybe the price tag to clean up Superstorm Sandy, as it's been dubbed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? One-fifth of U.S. flights canceled. It is cleanup central in a lot of places and lots of challenges, like the subways soaked, trying to pump all the water out and get the subways working again, since 8.5 million people on an average day would use the subways. That's why Mayor Bloomberg turned down a visit from the president, saying the timing wasn't right. He talked about the recovery and what a marathon it is.
Our understanding is that the New York City Marathon will go on as scheduled Sunday. We have a plan for recovery, and that recovery is already beginning. I'm happy to say it's the beginning of a process that we all know will take a while.
Yep, a process that could take a long, long time, well into 2013, depending on some of the sticky areas and how many people are working on it. But interesting, as we mentioned on a previous show, that the marathon is happening. It's happening this weekend on Sunday. They go over the Brooklyn Bridge and go through the boroughs, rather, since the bridges would be open to them, I guess. It makes sense that they would do the marathon, which is why the election isn't being canceled. It's life as usual and moving forward to get things going. Initially, it looked like there would be some discussion about that. Early voting affected in the East Coast, but early voting was fast and furious in the South and in the West. Already 15% of the people who voted before in early voting have voted again. Gallup says Romney is ahead at this point by just a little bit in the early voting, and they also decide they're not going to do that daily tracking. There have been some crazy numbers in the polling lately, and we look at the popular vote and you look at the electoral vote, and as all of you know, it's about the electoral numbers. The popular vote doesn't matter as much as the electoral. So what unfolds here and what could unfold is a very strange scenario. Strange scenario is what some people would tell you it's been like for them in seeing their neighbors' houses float away or boats that come through their garages. In Atlantic City, the winds and the water that washed over, it couldn't have been worse as the I guess it could have been worse, but the boardwalk, parts of it crumpled, and a lot of chaos there because some people stayed, and there's an argument as to whether the mayor didn't heed the evacuation orders of the governor and trying to rescue people. So there are certainly high tensions in the Garden State because so many people were affected, and there's lots of power outages. And those power outages, many of them are in New Jersey, over 200,000 people without power. That's a lot. It's a major, major devastated area, just like New York, two of the hardest hit places. 80 houses burned down in Queens, lots of devastation on Long Island. You got to think of what New York is made up of. And the subways that I mentioned and how hard it's going to be to get that going could take a week to clean all of that up. 10 people have died in the city in New York due to the storm. And when you talk about New Jersey, a handful of people have also died in New Jersey. And that actually the amount of people without power started pretty high. It was 2.4 million, and it might still be close to that number. They thought they were going to have whittled most of that down, but it doesn't look like that. So Newark, especially the largest city, massively affected by the power loss. I mean, people woke up to undescribable things and the experience heading into this and what they're going to encounter in the next couple of days, like Seaside Heights, an old Jersey Shore town where half of the roller coaster was dumped into the ocean. And their boardwalk also torn up. And the houses look like somebody was burying them in a game of sand where you go with your pail down to the beach. It looked like they took the sand and threw it all over the houses. Just absolutely crazy. More than 8 million homes and businesses didn't have power across the board, meaning, you know, more than just New York or more than just New Jersey. Because remember, this storm has affected people from the Carolinas all the way up to Maine. That's crazy to think of that. This really was the perfect storm. Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut all had outages. 20% or more of customers affected. In New Jersey, at one point, 62% of people didn't have power. The Public Service Electric and Gas Company, which is theirs in New Jersey, they say it's the largest they've had in their history. Unprecedented. And customers have to wait because of flooding. They won't have power, some of them, for days. For days. Long Island, same thing. People won't have power, maybe for a week to 10 days. And the down power lines are so dangerous. One woman in New York City sadly killed after stepping into an electrified puddle. Can you imagine just putting your foot in the wrong place, not even thinking about it, and stepping into a puddle that ultimately would take your life? That's crazy. So the numbers and the damage caused by Sandy, and looking at that, that's why we say the big figure could be $50 billion. I can't imagine that it's going to be $20 billion. It just looks that awful for the major things that have to be done. And think of the people that are also trapped. There are people trapped trying to get back to New York or get out of New York. They should be able to get back, but the airports are closed. And if you looked at LaGuardia, you would see it was flooded, and the one shot I saw, You had the gate almost in the water, just hanging there with the water very, very close to it. So 18,000 flights worldwide affected in some way, cancellations around the globe because of what happened in the East Coast. Ooh. Wall Street open on Wednesday. It'll be a big day. People waiting to hear what's going to happen with the subways because that'll affect the commute in. West Virginia gets pelted by this storm as well. More to catch up with next here on America Tonight.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In 1965, this was a sound. Put this down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Great to see. It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Affected by Sandy, so we are talking about it because it's not just about the storm and the cleanup, it's about other things that have been touched by this. People stranded, people trying to get someplace or get back from someplace. And think of where we are. We're less than a week before the election, and kids across the board, they get excited. They've been planning costumes, or they ran to the store 2 weeks ago, they picked out their favorite cartoon character. They can't wait to run around the neighborhood and knock on their neighbor's door and say, trick or treat. Trick or treat is not happening in the Garden State, so says Governor Christie.
Halloween's not going to happen tomorrow in New Jersey, unfortunately. It's just not safe enough for kids to go around, but I don't want kids to be disappointed. And so tomorrow we will reset Halloween by executive order.
Wow, resetting Halloween by executive order. Some townships are doing it themselves and saying that they'll do it on Friday. So it may be that Friday becomes Halloween, and you gotta love that. That's the power of the executive order. And he's right, you can't have kids running around knocking on these doors with people that are trying to clean up twigs and things in the around the house and help other people or doing whatever they're doing. Doesn't matter. You just can't have Halloween with towns that are crumbling in Jersey. It'd be better to wait at least a couple of days. He's right. So maybe it ends up being Friday across the board for all these Jersey towns. So swinging from that to the big question of politics and voting, so we know Halloween is iced. It's not going to be on its actual day. But what about voting November 6th? Was there really any heavy and hot discussion on postponement? I heard from a source there was a conversation about that, but that it was never seriously an option on the table upon second thought. Do you think it would be smart to just push it a week or leave it where it is? Early voting is fast and furious in the West and in the South. So what does that mean that Romney's slightly ahead? How many people go out and vote on November 6th? Does the East, because there are a couple of key states there, does the East being in its predicament affect Obama's chances this next time around? I think 95-mile-an-hour winds, and in which we're reporting a few places, and the destruction, if somebody's in the middle of that trying to deal with insurance adjusters and everything else, there may be a good chance that they're not going to vote as much as they want to. But, you know, people seem to be... There is no, as much as there is a gray area in a sense in politics, there doesn't seem to be a gray area in voting. Either you're voting or you're not voting. And people have come up to me and told me they're not going to vote. I'm believing that they're not going to vote. They're not going to suddenly be inspired and they're going to go out. They're not going, they're not going to do it. They're not going to go out and do it. It's you're either one way or the other. You're either in or you're out in this one. You're either going to vote or you're not. And the storm would give the people who don't want to vote, because they don't like Romney, let's say if it's on the Republican side, or Democrats that I know who say they're frustrated they didn't get the Obama they thought they were getting of the hope and change. So it could be end up being actually a complete wash because of that. Lost in all of this is the meningitis outbreak. Worth mentioning, the reason why is because the CDC is reporting 3 more deaths from that outbreak, and it's all contaminated steroids. So that brings that number up to 28. 28. Staggering. Because it spread to 19 states with a case in Rhode Island on Monday. Only 4 of the 23 states that got some of the medication have not reported cases of fungal meningitis, which has gotten close to 400 people sick nationwide. And meningitis is, you know, there are 4 states that have not reported at least one case of meningitis are California, Nevada, West Virginia, Connecticut. So what does that mean when you've got 4 that did not report one case? I guess we're assuming that's all good. They didn't have a case. So that's a positive. No case. Hearing meningitis, it doesn't inspire confidence when you think of what meningitis meant to so many people way back when, talking about ripping up families, as I was mentioning Sandy and what happened with Sandy. There's another example of what could happen. 363, 28 deaths. 28. Ooh, because of it. Some big time show reminders. Don't forget Nail the Score coming up on our next offering. You don't have to know diddly about football. The supercomputer randomly picks a game of the week. And then you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you are in the winner's circle and you win a swag bag from America Tonight. I think people are sometimes confusing the old time with the new, but we have Thursday games, so we do it on Wednesday in our third hour. In our third hour, your chance to weigh in on that. And then next Monday, we do our electoral showdown on America Tonight and trying to guess electoral votes. and maybe I'll be better at that than I've been at predicting the nail the score games, because my game is way off there. Something went awry. I said San Francisco 27-17. Ooh. Matt, as a reminder, said Arizona 27-20. Crazy. Just don't know which team is going to come up, I guess is the answer.
I didn't know their offensive line was going to stay at home.
Likely story, fantasy football player. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the pressure valve on Wall Street. Wall Street opening up again. Why did it close down for 2 days? What did it mean to trading? What does it mean for your stuff, if you've got anything in there? And we're talking with a longtime financial advisor about reasons for shutting it down, what ultimately it does. And then China, a different perspective on China, because, you know, for me, it's about made in America, not losing so many jobs. At the same time, I want to export what we have to China because they want it. So why not sell it to them? You're not saying make it there. Made in the USA, we want your product. There is the ticket. We're willing to pay for your product, but you don't make it overseas, and you pony up the charges on that so that you're making a profit. One final note here about what happened with the space shuttle. You know, the Endeavor at the California Science Center in L.A. is going up for public display. Meanwhile, on the Intrepid, they suddenly have had a problem with the shuttle, the Enterprise, because it's out there in the open air. Think about it. So the Enterprise looks like it's got a tarp over it, but it looks like it collapsed because of the high winds and what Sandy was doing to New York. But isn't that a shame if that's the case? Hopefully they can repair it if there's some damage. Because certainly, and they were saying the vertical stabilizer had some damage, because certainly the shuttle looked to be in pretty good condition. But, hey, you're right there on the Hudson. You're sitting duck for the force of Sandy to rock that ship, the Intrepid, which is, I think, what happened there. I was so excited for the Enterprise to be on the Intrepid, just making that trip that much better for anybody who wants to go and see it. Go and see it. We're talking money and Sandy next on ATN.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What could happen in the election? A Reuters Ipsos poll says the race is tied, but that most people think, hey, Barack Obama is going to be reelected for a second term as president. Do you think they're right, or do you think early voting, which has Mitt Romney ahead, is an indication of things that could happen? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you could flip me an email, as many others have done. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Chris B. says, hello, America. Tonight, I have to tell you that I feel like we kind of dodged a bullet here in Vermont, although I still had some neighbors who had some wind damage, but nothing like we saw out of New Jersey. I have to give credit to Chris Christie. It seemed like he was really on the ball when it came to what was happening there. And he had to worry about the entire state, because from end to end, there was damage and power that ultimately went out. And the biggest problem that people have in a storm is not really taking it seriously enough, don't you think? Well, yeah, of course. That's the thing. It's like the emergency preparedness. You hear the spots. You hear the spots when you're listening to America Tonight, and maybe you think, oh, why would I need that? I don't need flashlights, and I don't need a bug-out bag, and I don't need this. But then guess what? The day comes, and it's true. You need it because something happens. You get smashed by floods, and you don't have documents that you would need, like the insurance stuff, when you got to call somebody. And do you even know the name of the insurance guy who's on your policy? I bet you I could go around to all my friends and family, and they're smart people, but they wouldn't know. They would know the company, but they wouldn't have the number somewhere handy and the name of the contact person, because they're not thinking they're ever going to need that, right? And then there's other things. Just so, if nothing else, it's a reminder to be ready. Here's another one from Joe Valente. I like how he put his full name. Joe Valente. America Tonight. Boy, oh boy. All you can do is shake your head when you see the video of some of these coastal areas. Anybody by water in Atlantic City or Long Island were completely annihilated in some way. How long do you think it'll take for the cleanup? Oh, it's going to take a long time. It's going to take well into 2013, and in some cases way beyond that. The entire cleanup, if we wanted to take coast, every single city coast to coast, the massive storm that we're talking about, 50 people dead, and power lines and splinter boards all over the place. I mean, let me just give you an idea. This is just going down the list that I made earlier in the day. I made a list of the things I was seeing and things people were tweeting me and some of the stuff that I was looking up. So here's some of what happened. The Long Island Sound flooded, so flooded the roads. Three people died. There was a man last seen swimming in heavy surf. They don't know what happened to him. Power outage-wise, almost 600,000 people, but that's still down from the 620 from before. In Delaware, the Rehoboth Beach and Dewey Beach areas were flooded. Power outages were 9,000 down from more than 45,000 at the peak. Illinois, high wind warnings and a lakeshore flood were in effect Tuesday and Wednesday. It's going to still be there. So they're going to leave some things open, but they're concerned about the waves. So keeping an eye on it, I suppose, is the best way to put it. In Maryland, strange things. You had floodwaters that just creeped all over Ocean City. 2 feet of snow. A couple of people were killed. One, when a tree fell on a house in Pasadena. There's power outages galore. More than 145,000, but that's still down from the 290 that it was. In New Jersey, the worst. The center of the storm came ashore on Monday night near Atlantic City. It was cut off from the mainland by the storm surge along with barrier islands. And it sent stranding people who ignored the warnings to evacuate to figure out something to do. A tidal surge sent water into the streets of two towns, and it set off a crazy, frantic rescue effort. 6 people died. Power outages, 2.1 million. 2.1 million down from 2.7. Pennsylvania. I'm going to get back to the email in a second. Pennsylvania winds flooding, closing 200 bridges and roads. 200. 7 people die, including an 8-year-old boy who was killed when a tree limb fell on him. How awful. Power outages, 933,000, but that's down from 1.2. Mm. And I could go on and on and on. $50 billion in damage. How much you want to bet that number is correct? Here's one from Ellen. Ellen says, Watching this storm was such a scary thing. God bless the people who are risking their lives to help other people get out of the city or get out of places in New Jersey or Pennsylvania that they know are not going to get better. It's going to be tough on so many people in this effort to rebuild things. It's going to be a rough road for people who stayed and for things that happened in the wake of that. And I kind of agree and just kind of don't, because it depends on what the person's doing more than anything else. And so that plays into it. So there's not a blanket answer here, is the thing. There's definitely not a blanket answer. Here's one from Joe. I like that, just plain Joe. Just call me plain. That's what he says on his thing, plain Joe. Con Ed equals awful. Without a doubt, I don't want to hear people complaining about their power company, because I can one-up you to death every single time. These people are idiots. They're idiots. I hope everyone has heat back on, and even if they don't have power, perhaps at least the heat is a little settling to already frayed nerves. Already frayed nerves. Yeah, you know, here's the thing with the onslaught of what's happened in this storm and people trying to do early voting and then other people saying they're going to go out on Election Day. This is really a tough thing to have this thrown in there in the middle of it, this horrible disaster, which naturally will be weaved into campaign discussions. You know it for sure. And what's the response going to be from the president? What's the response going to be from Romney? I think the president's going to point to how swiftly he did, you know, how swiftly he did respond, and he did respond rather quickly, which I think is a really, really good thing. Really good thing in one sense, because it's like a dangling participle. You don't want it out there. Let's just put it that way. You don't want it out there. So the question becomes, does the storm change anyone's fate or fortune seeking public office? Will it change either way? What happens for either one of these two men? Marissa says, hey, Kate Delaney, keep up the good work. I feel like you, it's a very strange thing in dealing with this storm and trying to navigate the tricky, wet roads as I am in Burlington, New Jersey. And it's been tough for me to get my family to school and do the things that I have to do. Well, I'll tell you, the thing that I guess I didn't emphasize enough, and now people are seeing this for themselves, is all the darkness with the lights and the power out. So much of the rescue stuff happened in the dark. So how tricky is that? You're already at a handicap trying to rescue these people. And then on top of it all, You can't see, can't barely see your face, barely hold up your face, your hand, and see that. That's the problem with how dark, ultimately, it gets. Oof. All right, thanks to everybody who sent in emails. You can do it, too, at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, my friends, just like that. Also, a reminder that coming up on our next show, this is important because a lot of you send me emails after the fact and they won't count. In our three segments, in our third hour of our next show, we do another Nail the Score. Nail the Score. Can you completely clear the board? Anybody capable of getting, and it's not about points or anything, it's just straight up the teams. Anybody capable of nailing the points right out of the gate? We'll see. Nail the score. Third hour, three segments in our next show. Maybe like Dave in Vermont, you'll be a winner too. And you can put your hands on the America Tonight swag bag. And we got a big one. We do. Boy, prizes are coming in right and left. I'll meet you on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've been talking about all aspects of Sandy and the damage that could top over 20 billion. Sadly, the death toll 48 and climbing. What about the aspects, the monetary aspects from another sense? We've seen now that the New York Stock Exchange is set to reopen, but it was closed for a couple of days. So what does that mean? Joining us on the show is financial advisor John Graves. He's author of The 7% Solution, You Can Afford a Comfortable Retirement. John, so the stock market shut down for a couple of days. Was this a wise move, and why did they do it?
They did it for human safety, for the safety of the traders who work in lower Manhattan. Was it a wise move? I don't think it was a bad move at all. Sometimes the markets can take a breather. The markets are 24 hours a day. There's always trading going on, and while the complaints that we heard were from the institutional traders, they were always able to place their bets internationally, globally, in the gray markets and the off markets.
Yes, I was going to ask you that. So globally, still they could have made those trades,
yes.
Even though the there wasn't trading in the U.S.
That's right. London, Hong Kong, and everything in between are open. And so any major index-level trades, any major institutional trades for significant blocks of securities are always able to be made there or in the electronics markets through Chicago or Jersey.
So what happens now? You've had these 2 days, and then, boom, opens on Wednesday. Does it go crazy? Is it just a crazy, yes, wild day?
It'll go crazy probably for an hour, maybe two, essentially because traders are trying to find their balance. I would expect a significant down open, but the impact on the U.S. economy will be nominal. I know $20 billion is a lot of money, but in an $18 trillion economy, it's fairly nominal. It'll be crazy, and the insurance companies will get hit hard, and the construction companies will do well.
Yeah, there you go. So that's some good advice. That's something to look for, you know, when you're poking around, looking at things to possibly add maybe to your portfolio, doing a little research, poking around at something that you might want to, for example, look at stock-wise. You know, it's interesting talking about stock. I wonder, riding the Apple crest, it hit 700 maybe a month ago. Then it dips all the way back almost at 600. It's waffling all over the place. Apple, they had problems with the iPhone 5 they released. They had problems with
the map,
yeah. And they fired today, as you know, they fired the people, the head of that division. So does this have an effect along with this new mini that they've developed? Do you think that Apple is a stock that is going to back, and maybe that's kind of the way you ride that you ride Apple?
That could be. I mean, the fellow walked because he wouldn't sign a my bad statement. And the phrase in the street is buy when blood runs in the street.
There you go.
But it makes sense. When things look terrible, that's when you walk in and start buying.
Isn't there also a phrase about, and I can't remember what it is, but it's something about everybody goes away in the summer, basically, and then you come back in the fall, and it gets beefier in the fall?
Yeah, go in May. Go away in May. Remember November.
I love it. There's a reason why we like those phrases, so that we can remember them. Exactly. So we can remember what's going on.
Indeed.
You know, when you look at what's happening, and I mentioned the number, of course, FEMA and government-wise, what's going to happen here, as I said, we don't even know what the damage is. I think it's going to be even more than $20 billion after looking at Seaside Heights and Long Island,
sure,
and some of the other places. But what does that do to us as a financial person when you look at numbers like that, and we see what's happening with the government and this fiscal cliff that could happen in January? What do you tell people? Do you tell people you diversify, don't depend on the Social Security check along with what you were able to make in the markets and whatever? What kind of advice do you give people who are nearing retirement when we see rocky things happen?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. As we say in the book, The 7% Solution, look for companies that have been paying consistent dividends for 5 or 10 or 20 years, companies that have low debt, companies that have very strong free cash flow. And those types of firms tend to fall into the area of utilities, power generation companies, pipelines, electric firms, exploration and production firms of natural gas, you know, the fracking industry. Those firms have been paying dividends for a long time, and that's what you want to rely upon. Number two, think back to, we had a major earthquake here in Northridge in 89. Katrina was in 2005. When these horrible events happen, the capital result is a massive inflow of money into the region for reconstruction, for refurbishment, for helping the people deal with the horrible problems that they have to face. That capital infusion, as it happened in Louisiana over the last several years, creates an extraordinary renaissance of wealth, a renaissance of opportunity, and a rebirth of equities. So, again, it's a simple phrase, but buy when blood runs in the street.
Yeah, so look to that. You know, so much is debated in this election about China, exporting,
yeah,
importing. I think there's something that's lost a little bit with China. Yes, we don't want to lose a bunch of, in my opinion, you don't want to lose all of your manufacturing to China and then have a, you know, buy a bunch of stuff that of course we've talked about stuff on this show where it's cheaply made and then it's in Walmart and that's why people run out and get it because it's cheap and whatever else. But
yeah,
there's also from a business point of view, because a lot of entrepreneurs are listening to the show, there is some good exporting, though, that happens with China that actually helps a lot of companies, sometimes young companies, excel in the United States. Is that true? I've been looking into that, and that's what I've been seeing.
Yes, it is true, and that's a great point. One of the simple, basic industries in every nation is, we call it recycling. It's, in other companies, they call it garbage. But we export tens of shiploads of junk, garbage, trash to China every year. In China, they assemble it down to the smallest wire and piece of plastic and reclaim it. So if you're looking for a, if you're a startup company or you're looking for opportunity and you've got some guts and you can speak a little Chinese, the idea of exporting trash, junk, recycled materials to China is an interesting play.
Yeah. And this is the other thing, because this goes to the same question of really diving a little bit deeper in business and realizing in the United States, I mean, we do want to have trading partners. You do want to be able to be part of the global community.
You bet.
Because that's a huge part of what, of the money that is made in the United States, isn't it?
And don't forget, number one, they've loaned us $2 trillion
right.
to support our economy.
Right.
So you don't want to slap the hand that feeds you. Number two, they manufacture. Yes, they do, but they, the real balance of payments in China is just about even because what they re-export to Taiwan or Malaysia or Indonesia or Thailand products and re-import those finished products back into China and then export them to us. Think of the Apple computer, as you mentioned earlier. A significant amount of that computer is not only made but designed in Asia. So you expect higher quality every year. We're getting that. But we really don't want to bite that hand that's feeding us. The open trading platform that America has created and is based upon is an important platform.
Yeah. The you know, you were talking about look at construction companies, what's
yes.
going to ultimately happen as things turn around in the wake of this storm. And often when you look at the construction industry and you look at mortgages in the housing industry, if we see, is this right? If we start to see things turn around, more houses being sold, more new construction, doesn't that often mean the economy is eventually starting to get better? You're starting to see those signs?
Yes, Kate, it does. And think about other forms of construction. I'm fairly keen on the infrastructure of oil and gas production here in the U.S. We call it fracking, hydraulic
yeah,
fracturing.
Yeah.
Over the next 20 years, not only will we see an increase of nearly 2 million new jobs in that industry, we're going to see something like $7.5 trillion of construction spending for pipelines, for new refineries, for the wells, the rigs themselves. And that means something like $2.5 trillion of tax revenues at the local, county, state, and federal levels. So that level of construction where real guys are getting real jobs and real gals are making good career moves and making excellent income, those are important jobs. I mean, guys who and gals who are truck drivers in North Dakota are now making $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
People who are working in the rigs, roustabouts. That roustabout is someone who doesn't know anything about how to dig a hole in the ground. Roustabouts in Texas and Louisiana and Pennsylvania are making $60,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah. So that's stuff
so
to look
our
at.
Our guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are our gals. You want a job? Go to the oil rig.
Yeah, absolutely. John, if somebody wants to pick up a copy of your book, how can they do that?
Thank you. It's the website is theretirementjournal.com. The book's available through your independent bookseller in your home or through Amazon in Barnes & Noble.
Amazon, absolutely. John Graves, we'll have you back on again. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on the show.
I welcome the opportunity.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.